Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, you've probably heard all the ads for Dacia Duster. I mean, can you just imagine winning a brand new car? Well, the reason we are doing it is so we can raise money for Childline, which is a vital service for kids. Here now in the studio is one of their amazing volunteers, Hayley Gorman. You're very welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. You do amazing work. How long have you been a volunteer?
I've been a volunteer just over a year now, so year and a half.
Okay. And what compelled you to get involved?
I think for me, working with children and young people, I would say it's always kind of been a passion that I try and take with me in kind of all parts of my life. So it kind of felt like a natural step to volunteer with Childline.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big job. I mean, you take on an awful lot. Can you describe to me, you know, the training and what's involved in getting you ready to take those kind of calls?
Yeah, I think working with children, I think the training process, you need to always have the children as a priority. So I think it's important to be trained. So for me, we would have been trained for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then following on from that, we would have done shadowing and peer mentoring, and then again, like, continuously, if anything comes up in Childline, like new programs, we'd be retrained again.
Yeah. Okay, when is the busiest time?
I would say we would be busy naturally
all the time.
Yeah, but definitely like transition periods, kind of start of school or exam times, or even big events like Christmas or
and
things
so sad
like that.
When you think about it, isn't it, that like Christmas, that is the happiest time for a lot of people, can be the most difficult for some.
Yeah, I think it can be good as well, though. Sometimes children that we would have maybe would have built up a relationship with the service might ring us and be just letting us know that they're having a good day or what they got or something like that.
That's nice.
It's not we get good and bad.
Yeah, that's one of the nicer phone calls, I presume, you get. And it's great that you're there to take them. Can we talk about the calls for a sec now? Obviously, we don't want to go into too much detail, but what kind of calls do you get from children in distress?
Yeah, I think obviously it's no secret mental health is a huge thing, and especially for children, finding their voice in mental health can be difficult.
Sure.
So we would hear a lot about maybe bullying or anxiety or loneliness even, or just kind of anxious, maybe worrying about like things like COVID or things that are happening that they might not have the chance or kind of feel confident enough to ask somebody that they know.
And is it kids from all different types of backgrounds?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It would be a huge variety of kids and a really different variation of age groups. I mean, you never really know who you're picking the phone up to.
Really? Yeah. Do you know what's the youngest you've ever spoken to? Would you have a ballpark on what age that was?
Yeah, I would say, God, maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, my days.
We would sometimes have siblings who might call, and they might come on with a sister or a brother. So that can kind of be their almost introduction to the service and kind of give them that platform then to communicate.
And Hayley, what about you? I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, thank God for people like you, because I can't imagine doing that, because I think I would take it home and it would take me a very long time to decompress certain types of phone calls. How do you deal with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I think the thing with Childline is, as much as you're one-to-one talking with a child, is it's always a team effort, and you know that the people around you are going to be there to support you, or if you've had a tough time, you'll go and have your cup of tea. So you're not taking that home,
and you can
kind of remind yourself that, yeah, it might have been a difficult call, but you were still there and you were the one that was listening. So you've done kind of all you can in that case, I think.
It's funny how you mentioned something as simple as a little tea break after and a chat with your colleagues.
Yeah,
can help you decompress certain situations or certain things that you've just witnessed through a phone call, which is amazing. Now, we know the funds are vital, aren't they? And they're all from voluntary contributions, aren't they?
Yeah, Childline and the ISPCC would rely heavily on the generosity of the public. And I think that without the kindness of those strangers, there wouldn't be that consistent platform for children to always... We wouldn't be as indisposable as we are now for children and young people without that generosity.
And it's scary to think that now more than ever, it's at its busiest and children are feeling vulnerable and the strain of mental health and what's going on in the world. But if people are listening, what advice would you give to anyone listening who might be feeling anxious or overwhelmed about just something in their lives at the moment?
Yeah, I think people really underestimate the power of speaking to someone without an expectation that problem is going to be solved. It's kind of like when people say a problem shared is problem halved kind of thing. It's just getting it off your mind and being able to organise your thoughts with no judgment or no exclusion. So, yeah, definitely just...
And not letting it fester inside. That's such good advice. Well, listen, as we know, we're giving away a car. Have you seen it out the front?
Yeah,
go and have a look. Go and give it a little rub for good luck. It's a brand new Dacia Duster. That's why you're here to talk about the services that Childline provide. Just vital, vital services. And if you donate €4 to 50300, I had a load of people texting the wrong number, Hayley, so I had to get them on the phone and tell them and put them straight. That's not our usual number. It's 50300. If you text that, €4 will be donated. 360 go straight to Childline. And you have a chance of winning a brand new Dacia Duster on the show today with the two Johnnies. Hayley Gorman, thank you so much for coming in and telling me about the vital services that Childline provide. And we'll be right back after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.